One of the hottest topics in the world today that has been pushed across the internet and pushed in the school system is the idea that there are more than two genders. And anybody who knows basic biology knows that this is just flat out not true, that it is false, that there are only male and female. But some people decide to believe that despite any science or despite any facts that we've observed or ever will observe in the future, there's more than two genders anyway. This is what they will believe. This is what they will hold on to. This is their religion. And what I find interesting is that this crowd of people will mock Bible-believing Christians. They'll mock us for believing God's word that says that there's only male and female. And yet they will just go on and believe the craziest things that anyone could ever buy into. The craziest ideas that any mind could ever come up with, they will buy right into without thinking critically about it at all. And it's unfortunate because I care for these people that buy into this nonsense. I care for the people of the world. I don't want anybody to be deceived into actually believing stuff like this. You know, when I was a younger kid, I had first heard about transgenderism when I was about 15 years old. And, you know, my friends had told me about it and that there's this guy who's trying to transition and, you know, whatever. And my first reaction was to laugh. This guy actually thinks he's a woman, you know, and I laughed. I thought it was kind of funny. What's wrong with you? But now today, it just seems like it is normal. It is a normal way of life for some people. And one of the things that I think should be noted is the fact that the chemicals that they use to castrate criminals are the very chemicals that they're using to change people's genders, right? They're the same chemicals that are being used in order to mutilate and harm human beings that are confused about their nature and who they are. How much do you have to hate somebody to pretend that they're something that they aren't and then encourage them to get some sort of surgery that's actually going to permanently damage them for the rest of their life? You know, they accuse us of being hate mongers for telling them the truth, for telling them to accept who they really are. And they'll cry out saying, "You're not accepting me." Look, folks, I can't accept someone for what they aren't. That would be a lie. It is a lie to say that you are a man if you're a woman, or that you're a woman if you're a man. Like I said, there's only male and female chromosomes, male and female bones, male muscles, female muscles. You cut off one organ or you just change one organ, that doesn't make any difference. You are still biologically, in your genetics and in your genome, either male or female. So it is blatantly obvious to anybody who knows any actual science on the subject. But I will say I feel bad. I really do feel bad for the people that have bought into transgenderism and bought into this lie. And I hope that they can come to realize that God's word had it correct and that whatever they were born as is what they are. And they shouldn't pretend to be something that they aren't. And they shouldn't get on me for not accepting them when they couldn't accept who they were to begin with. Why would they be upset with me for that? I'm actually the one who's showing them love and compassion and care by telling them that what they're believing and what they're doing is wrong and immoral. And not only that, it's going to wreck their bodies for the rest of their lives. You know, to say that this whole idea of this surgery that you can go through is okay and that everything's going to be fine, you know, it's totally reversible, that's just not true. It is mutilation by definition. And people need to be aware that there are people out there who are trying to desperately spread this misinformation and propaganda to children. There are people out there who are desperately after your kids. And we live in a different world now than it was even 10 years ago. Don't be confused. Accept who you are, not who you think that you are, who you've been told that you are by your transitioning doctor. Accept who God made you to be.